1, 2, 3. Welcome, guys. You guys are welcome to a new one. Welcome to a new episode of Just to Five Show. Shout out to everyone that has been supporting this podcast, and shout out to my new audience also. You guys are welcome. You guys are welcome. Just bear with me. I'm just someone that's learning this podcast, so bear with me. Bear with me. Keep subscribing. Keep sharing. If it has helped you in any way, you can just comment on Spotify, you can comment on the comment section, and just DM, you can DM the page or DM me for anything. I also need assistance as well. I'm someone that's open to learning and open to keep growing and stuff. So thank you guys. You guys are welcome to another episode. So to my D1 audience, to my Ancillites in the building, shout out to you guys, man. To my Russian audience, my friends, basically my friends have been the one that's been making me to make this podcast, and also to like the anonymous people that are listening to this podcast. Thank you guys. 2023 has been a good year for this platform. Hopefully, get to grow more this year and impact more. And I myself will have to like see the growth in my life and see the change, and I will grow as well. Thank you guys for supporting me. Shout out to my Russian audience, mainly Ancillites, and shout out to the new Eskos, man. I saw that. You guys did well. Shout out to you guys. The president, but sir, King Boy, Vice President. Shout out to you, man. That's my G. Omoyam in here. Shout out to King Boy, man. So how's everything going now? This is a new episode, so I gotta just go solo on this one. I've prepared like a little bit on this one, so let's see how it goes. You guys are welcome. The topic for today's episode is: you are successful the moment you are obedient. For this year, it's themed for me: fear is not my future, no grief for anybody. That's just basically it. Fear is not my future, no grief for anybody. You're successful the moment you are obedient. So, story time. So last year, I actually went to a praise night. That's where we're starting from, yes. I actually went to the praise night. Emmanuel, my friend, was supposed to follow me to the praise night. So this is what happened. I went to the praise night on December 1st. It was in VI. You guys know, most of my family, my colleagues know that I don't stay in Ireland. I stay in the mainland. So VI is like 2 hours journey from here. So the praise night was in 9VG stuff. So we went like around 8, I got to the church around 10. It was Love of Christ Church, Victoria Island. It was a very glorious service. I enjoyed it. Like, everything was fine. That was one of the highlights of last year, guys. Guys, how was your praise night? So, Emmanuel, my friend, did come for the praise night. That, by the way. So, I took my phone also with me, but I made a mess because I didn't record. Like, I was supposed to share some. You know, you guys, I'm a media person. If I had a better phone that has a good camera, you guys know me. I'm working on that, trust me. I'll be sharing my content soon. Hopefully this year, we gotta get a good phone and stuff. So, that by the way. But the following, why I'm sharing this story is that the following Sunday, this is where the trailer or the suspense happened. So I was going to the church. So that prisoner was like choir harvest, something, choir harvest, praise night. Oh, yes, the Sunday was choir harvest. So the Friday I went was Friday, December first week of December. December 1st was the prisoner, so I went. Then the Friday was the day I went. Everything was fine. I came back in the morning. On Saturday, I went back to my shop where I'm still learning apprenticeship. I'm still working as a barber there. So it now happened. The Sunday, I made a mess of myself. I didn't go to the church with my phone. Because my phone, my mom always use it for like Bible study at our church. Like the church I attend, she's the Bible study teacher. So she was like, okay, this morning you can't go to church with this phone. Like, I was like, no problem. I just wanted to go to the harvest because the prisoner, like, I just wanted to like have an experience of that church again on Sunday. Why did I even go with that phone at the first place? That was something I should have just told myself at the first. That was something I'm telling myself now, because what happened to me? So I went to the church without phone. I went from, if you guys know how Lagos is, I went from mainland to highland without a telephone on me. Traveled. It's not travel, like a 2 hour journey, like to VI. So coming from Alimosho, Ejiboye to VI. So it was just a adventure, like harvest in the morning. We went like 7. Church started like 10. We got there 9, and everything was cool. So when I finished the service, then on my way back home, I was supposed to wait for the bus. I missed the bus. That was where the problem started. I missed the bus because of some stuff. Like, I don't even know what happened there. Like, I missed the bus. I was not supposed to eat after the harvest because they, like, gave us food and stuff. So I was eating food then. I don't know when even what happened. Like, just know that scenario where you know that something bad is about to happen, but you just know that something is not right about today. That was how this Sunday was for me. Then I was now going outside. I entered the bus, just a bus for going to Lekki from VI. Like, and I entered the bus. I had some change with me, trying to find my way back home and stuff. Then the bad situation, the bad thing you don't expect happens. You enter a one chance bus. Then you got beat. Like, I got dumped on the road. That December was a very hard one for me. Like, I got dumped on the road. I got beat. I got like gone. Like, they used the back of the gun to hit me on my face, like, and actually what saved me, I don't know whether it saved me or whether if I had had phone, I would have had like a real option, because when I have missed the bus, I'll have texted the lady that brought me to the church that I have missed the bus. I'll wait for when the bus comes back to take the people out of there, because I was not the only one left. The bus is going to come back and take us. So that bus I entered, I wanted to go get something to eat again in Lekki, because that place of the church, there was nothing there. In Lekki, there was a market around that side. So it was just a 100-naira transport from where I'm going. So it was just a small turtle bus I entered, white. Then I got robbed, I got beat. Like, the mark is, the scars are still there. On my body till date. Those scars are something that even my children and my grandchildren will see and ask and say, "Daddy, what happened?" Those scars are living on my body till date, man. That experience, I just had to share, man. Just release it today, guys. Don't go out with your phone. Don't go out without your phone, guys. I learned that lesson the hard way. I got robbed. Fortunately for me, I had no phone with me. I had no money. no much money with me, so I got dumped on the street. Like, this one is a bad man. I thought they would have said this, so thank God they did not kill me, actually. They just dumped me on the street. And I went back home from there. So, how is everyone doing? You can share with me, like, if you have some experience like this, or if you have, like, a very low place, or if you've experienced something like this before, like if you got robbed and luckily for you did not see anything, just dumped you, or if you experienced something worse, they can share it with me. I'm open to it, like, because I know it was not an easy thing for me, and I don't know, like, someone close to me or my colleague to have experienced such again or such in the past. So I had to learn it the hard way, and thank God for me, I'm still alive. Yeah, it's 2024. We are in 2024. This is the first episode, guys. Happy New Year to everyone, guys. Happy New Year, Happy New Year, guys. For those I have not reached to, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, guys. I get to do this one and have a good year, guys. I get to do this year in a good way. So that, by the way, story time's over. Let's go back to the world. So I have been seeking him lately and been growing my faith, and God has been coming up for me. He has been silencing my fears. He has been the one to tell me, wake up, like, you have been sleeping, wake up. You don't have to sleep no more. You don't have to be that man that sleeps and does expect life to play itself. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. I remember, like, doing a self-assessment, like, at the midnight before January 1st, doing a self-assessment, like, okay, boy, what was your achievement last year? And I was like, zero. Like, what have I achieved? Like, this is just a year of learning and stuff. And I was like, boy, you've done a lot. Just for you to be alive, like, you've done something. Like, you're growing. So, boy, yours is just stick closer to me. Have faith in me. Have faith in me. The process of growth is something that everybody's gonna experience. So just in that process, stick to God. I've been using a word lately, and it has been something that has been helping me lately. Go back to your fundamentals, boy. Or go back to your fundamentals, girl. Like, my G out there, go back to your fundamentals. Like, seek God in a way that you know that it's either you seek him or you go home. Like, go hard or go home. It's like, seek God or go home. Like, that's it. You're at that level right now. Like, this level you have right now, you're at that level because of three things. Your energy level, your mental health, your fundamentals. Yeah, that level right now. That level where you are right now, you're just at that level. But your energy level, your mental health, and your fundamentals. If you can keep these three things right, you still be at that level. You have to change something. So, I just had, like, there's something that they say, like, it's just like it. What goes up, come down. It's just like that. What goes up, come down. So you can't change anything about, like, some things that are fixed. It's just like a fixed match, trying to change a fixed match. I hope someone gets me out there. So fundamentals, your energy level and your mental health, you guys have to work on that. Fundamentals is your fire. Your energy level is your level of your body. Like, your body. Because, guys, you guys should also recommend to someone out there that don't know, like, what to do with his current level and is trying to, like, change, like, has done everything and cannot just up the tempo again. This is what you need. This is why you're still in that level. Look, man, if you don't like change one of these three, if you don't change one of these three, because these three have, they have what they do, and they have different ways to, they have different levels in them. It's just like a person, you can see, like, it's just like a person that has different emotions. This stuff have different like levels to them. So your energy level, your mental health, and your fundamentals. So I'll share just a little bit on that, cause I feel like basically in this life we all just forget all those William Shakespeare, forget the real person to just look up to. Forget all those books that you guys are reading. Just read the Bible, like all those novels, all those people that just see themselves going to. Look, man, if you go to school, everything, just forget that. You don't need, even school is a scam. Just read your Bible first of all. Read it. That's the Facebook that has been, and it should be the last book. So, and those, I'm not even talking about, like, just read that holy book. That's what we have. Okay, right. Because I'm a person that I see God as one. I'm not out there saying, someone should come and tell me now, like, but my God is one. My God is one. Like, someone like me now, I'm not saying, like, I'm someone that will go to the mosque and pray and stuff, but yeah, I'm someone that I could go to the mosque and just pray to my God, because my God is one. I know my Christians and my people are there, like, that are Christians, find it hard, but when you come to my understanding, you know what I'm talking about. Like, most of the Yorubas will know what I'm talking about. Okon olorun eyokan. We only have one God, so if you believe it, you believe it. But we all that are serving God, we are serving only God, like, we're serving God, and we're serving one God. So let's just forget about that. You need a revival just to take you to that place. You can feel God. God really moves in revival. God really moves in revival. I really be spazzing, and I feel like for me, sometimes spazzing don't really do. Like, when you're talking, you're just chatting shit, talking, and people feel like, oh, this man, where are you talking from? What is your fundamentals? Like, when you don't get your fundamentals right, you just be talking and you don't even have the depth. That's the place I want to be in. When I listen to people like Stephen Furtick, people like Travis, I just say that these people, they have their fundamentals right. Even this woman, Christine Kane, people like Dr. Jackie Green, Travis Green's wife, like, you just feel that these people, they have their fundamentals right. Like, what's their fundamental? They have where they draw their fire from, which is God. It's not even with them. Like, there's this Muslim guy, I've forgotten his name, but it's not, you just have to have where you draw your fire from. You can be a Muslim and you can't tell me a Muslim hasn't said a word that has moved you before, or a Christian hasn't said a word that has moved you before. So you just have to have where your fundamentals are from, and the fundamentals, it goes deep to that holy book. Just pick one where you feel like I really feel moved with and stick with that. And if you want to be like someone that you don't believe in any, and you stick with that, like, I'm not here to judge anybody. So what I'm just saying at the first, what we begin with at the first place is what fear. Are you still gonna give fear a chance this year? Are you still gonna keep doing what you're doing and it's keeping you at the cycle where you still end up at the same level? No, you have to up the game. Look at last year. Look at devil is very funny, right? Like when you come to Christ and you come to this place and you feel like, God really saved me. You know, devil really monitors you. You guys don't know how devil like the enemy. Let me not even say devil. The enemy monitors you. Probably after your fire. After your fundamental, if you can get this right, get your energy level right, get your mental health right, you're surely in a good level, and your level will keep increasing when you increase your energy level, your mental level, your mental health, and when you keep balance. So your energy level, your level will keep. You keep growing when you are in balance in your energy level, your mental health, and you balance your fundamentals. So when you're in balance, that means you are foiling them, you're foiling it, you're giving it the right fuel, the right boosters. Those are music, podcasts, fasting, praying, meditating, like rituals, spirituals, like different stuff. I've come to a place where, like, I feel like the only people that can relate with me are IQ. Like, people like relate with me are people that are of high IQ, and people that are willing to change, and people that are willing to reason and dig deep. Because I'll be out here just forming theories and just looking for ways to just see myself elevate spiritually, mentally, physically. That's it, man. We have to just improve, man. 2024 is here. It's a year where Nigeria feels like everybody should not grieve for anybody. But trust me, you want to grieve for some people. The people that God has placed you in their hands, you have to grieve for them. You don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. You have to grieve for your bosses, and it's not even bosses. Like, some people that God has placed your life in their hands. I don't really relate with people that say they don't have people that God have placed in their life in their hands. Cause me, since day one till now, like, God has placed my life in the hands of my elders. Like, you have to have elders there that can come to you and tell you, boy, you have to stay indoors for 14 days and you'll be indoors. That's how life's supposed to be, man. That's how life's supposed to be. Someone's going to take it to where you're going to take, where you're going to go. So as of someone out there can dig deep and say, oh man, you are really going to think deeply about life this year and say, I don't want this year to be wasted in fear, in doubt, in not trying to start living. When you start living in fear, you start living in doubt, you start living in guilt. God will keep silencing your fears, hopefully. Hope you're in a bright place. There's no need to fear. I'm your God. I'll give you strength. God says that Yeah, speak to you. I haven't dropped you. Don't panic. Don't panic. Don't give fear a chance. This year. First of all, you really don't have anything to lose. Like, when you risk it, and you say to yourself, oh my God, I just want to go in all. Like, this fear has been eating me deep, and I want to just risk it all and just say to myself, like, I want to give life a chance to just see the outcome of what will take place. God's got you. God's got you. Go for it. So the last part is what? Obedience. Obedience is so, it's just like when someone tells me I got obedience. You can't get obedience. Only God knows who is obedient, actually. God tells you, pay your tithe, or do this, or you're like, man of God in your life tells you, do this one, and you believe in that statement, but you still go back and say, oh my God, or you are just in a place where Holy Spirit tells you, do this. You can just hear this word, and God tells you, go to work today and come back by this time and come back, but you decided not to go anyway. I'm talking about this little obedience, those little things. God tells you, keep fueling your fire with secret place, but you decided to stop. You see where you're at right now. You're still in that place where a little time and a little line out. The enemy has conquered you. Just a little time out of the secret place of your routine. The enemy is happy with that. The enemy is happy just to have you, just to be missing those routines once in a while. The enemy is happy. If you can be consistent and you can be in that strong good place of you have everything right. I know we are not perfect and stuff, but if you can be consistent and you can give it all, the enemy is okay with that. At least you can still go back to that sinful nature. The enemy is okay with that. I just hope you get to this level where you get to rely on God and trust Him and know deeply that it's all I got. Like, I ain't got to be like looking left or right there. Like, this is all I got. The Holy Spirit is not the accommodator of fear, first of all. So, let's call all that. Call all that. Fear is not my future. I just gotta be obedient. And I'm gonna be successful this year. So, I think we are calm right now. I just had to just come in and just talk out of the top. Shout out to everyone that has been supporting this test series. Test series is basically just me testing out like how I will basically do in this podcast and whether I like it or not. Am I going to be doing this podcast? Cause like I'm someone that is not going to just jump into something and not feel safe in that line and stuff. Like, I just had to just test how doing this podcast and what. It's not like the results of the podcast or whether it's streaming high numbers. Like, I'm just talking about for myself. Like, I have a self-assessment of the podcast now. So, the next line that I'm coming up with will be a different series, a different season also. So, we're going to season 2 from next episode. Test series is over now. This is the last episode. This is the test finale. I just came here to talk about, like, in the test finale, fear is not my future. You are successful the moment you are obedient. Hopefully, I've shared a little bit about, like, what it's all about and hopefully you get to pick something and you get to like pick something from this episode and you have learned, or you have picked something from my previous episode. It's just like vibes, cool sometimes, seriousness, you know, man gotta be serious sometimes, and stop sleeping, man, like man gotta be serious. So hope you guys are growing. I'm actually growing as well. To this year I'll be 25 spiritually also. Hope you're growing, like that's very important also. So shout out to everyone that's out there, shout out to everyone that's hopped on this podcast, shout out to the team, shout out to my guys that have come on this test series. Hopefully we get to make better podcasts this year, man. See you guys on the next one. Later, guys.